Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Yes, good evening to you. This is Gavin Stewart. It has just turned 11 o'clock on the 18th of November. Let's have some music to start with. And this is for Claire, because when I spoke to her last Friday, she said, "Oh, I won't see you next Friday because my husband's taking me away to New York for a shopping trip." So, Claire, this is The Drifters with some advice on Broadway.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. Always magic in the air. But when you're walking down that street and you ain't had enough to eat, the glitter is right off and you're nowhere. They say the girls are something else on
Broadway. Yes, look forward to hearing from Claire when she gets back from her holiday and how she got on. What did she think of Broadway? I'll ask her that specifically. Now, because the weather's changing, it's cold, and it so happens to be Johnny Mercer's birthday today, and he wrote "Baby It's Cold Outside."
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
ice. My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
roar. So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
hurry. Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Maybe it's bad out there.
What's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
how. Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I ought to say no, no, no,
mind
sir.
If I move in
At
closer.
Least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby,
but it's cold outside. I simply must
but
go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer
but
is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This welcome is
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the
waves
door.
Upon a tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
ooh,
vicious.
Ooh, your lips are delicious.
Well, maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get
but
home.
But baby, you freeze out there.
Say, lend me a
it's
comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
I thrill when you touch my
but
hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty in
if you caught pneumonia and
I really
died,
can't
get
stay.
Over that old doubt. Ooh, baby, it's cold outside.
It's labeled up Johnny Mercer and Friends. No individuals are named on it, but that was Baby It's Cold Outside, celebrating the birthday of Johnny Mercer. Our next musical birthday is Parvis Staple, and the Staple Singers, of course, and I'll Take You There is the track.
I know a place ain't nobody crying, ain't nobody worried, no. Ain't no smiling faces. Mm-mm. No, no, lying to the races. Help me, come on, come on, somebody help. Thank you.
the Staple Singers celebrating the birthday Pervis Staple. Moving on, Con Klusky from The Bachelors. Who remembers The Bachelors from the 60s? My goodness me, weren't they a popular group on the telly? I think they even had their own show on BBC at one time. Anyway, Con Klusky would have been his birthday today. Sorry, I'm just wriggling in a seat to get myself comfy. Sadly, passed away in 2022. All born in Ireland, there's Con, Dec and John Stokes. The three of them were the Bachelors. And then Con lived up in West Yorkshire, I think, from the 70s until his death. Here they are, though. One of their hits, I Wouldn't Trade You for the World, The Bachelors.
I wouldn't trade you for the world. All the pearls in the sea. My sweetest dreams with a love so divine. You're like precious gems and spices. It's so wonderful you're mine. I love your tender lips. My heart is at
celebrating the birthday of what would have been Con from The Bachelors. Moving on, our next musical birthday, sadly in a different frame or type of music to The Bachelors. This is John Parr and St. Elmo's Fire. A bit more noisy, possibly.
By moving straight ahead, you knew it all.
St. Elmo's Fire, John Parr, celebrate his birthday today. Why not, I say? If it's your birthday, definitely. Our next musical birthday, Kim Wilde, of course, daughter from Marty Wilde. And here are Marty, yes, father and daughter singing. It's a song called 60s World, My Time of Year.
Sound of the song I heard. Old memories were running free. They seemed to follow me. They're here again. They're playing around with my feelings again. I look for escape, but I find I'm locked in the 60s world.
Wilde, joined by daughter Kim Wilde, who's celebrating her birthday today. I'm not saying how old she is, but I have met both of these people individually on social events, and I have to say, lovely, lovely people just to chat to. Yes, they are. You never think Marty Wilde, famous pop singer from the 60s, my goodness me, and then Kim Wilde from the 80s. Oh, lovely people to chat to. Moving on, that's our last musical birthday for this evening. Yes, the 18th of November. How about the Caravan song from Barbara Dixon? Why not? Here she is. She's lovely as well. Doing a final farewell tour is Barbara.
Morning sun is waiting in the sky, and I think I'm gonna break away and follow where the birds of freedom fly. I need to give, I need to live.
singer, composer, actress. What more can you ask from a person? Barbara Dixon. She was wonderful. I saw her in Blood Brothers in London when it first opened. Oh my goodness me, what a performance she gave. However, we've got to play some more music, and we're playing this, taking us up to tomorrow's front pages, Ben E. King. He used to sing with the Drifters as well. Here is Spanish Harlem.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a red rose up in Spanish Harlem. Soft and sweet and rainy. There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a red rose up in Spanish Harlem.
A B-side on a single from memory. Oh my goodness me, that's searching back in my mind now. Was it Save the Last Dance for Me when he recorded that? The Drifters have recorded Save the Last Dance for Me. Benny King also recorded Save the Last Dance for Me, and I can't remember if Spanish Harlem was on the B-side of that. However, it's now 11:30. It's time for this. Yes, let's look at tomorrow's front pages for the 19th of November. And we start with the Daily Express, and the front page, big headlines, disgusting, winter fuel cut fury as bills rise. Yes, they're predicting the gas and electricity bills from January will rise at least by 1%. And obviously that's going to affect everyone, especially in the cold weather. And we know what the cold weather feels like, and we'll be looking at the forecast a bit later, about 10 minutes to midnight. But that is it. I would like to know who's making all the money out of the people making all the energy that we use, electricity and gas. Who makes the money? Is it the government? Is it the individual companies? A combination of which? Who knows? Anyway, that's the headline on the Daily Express. Disgusting. Winter fuel cut. Fury as bills rise. Not a lot of happiness to look forward to in January. The Mirror. We can't allow Putin to win. A picture of Joe Biden and Keir Starmer and Putin. And it's the G20 talks happening in Rio de Janeiro. It's strange how they always pick the nice hot countries to have all these conferences in. Why don't they come and really have it in a cold country for a change, so they know what it feels like? The Times. Oh, I'm in a right mood tonight. The Times. Kremlin threatens palpable response to Ukraine missiles. Apparently Joe Biden has said that missiles that they supply to Ukraine can now be fired into Russia, not just used for defensive purposes. Big retailers warn of job losses after tax increase. Boris, my cat, has just woken up and he's having a little scratch if you hear any background noise, apart from me stumbling over the papers. Flights chaos as BA suffers another tech meltdown. The Guardian. I'm sorry, if you hear any sort of... He's having a good old scratch. I say he's just woken up. The Guardian. UK expected to follow US in letting Kyiv use... I always thought it used to be Kiev, but it's Kyiv. Use missiles to attack Russia. Church of England may rethink top role, says senior cleric. And more than one in three children in poverty. The Daily Mail. Flight chaos as BA is hit with another IT meltdown. Hi, Daily. There's nothing to say, really. Putin threatens to strike back if UK and US arms used in Russia. The Telegraph. Farmers must pay up for the NHS, says Reeves. And there's a lot of things on the internet about Rachel Reeves, whether she falsified her CV, etc. I'm not going into details. I'll probably get sued or sent to prison or something or other. But there's a lot of talk about it. And I was talking to farmers over the weekend, and some of them are so irate about the change in inheritance tax. Others are just so annoyed with the rules that the governments over the years have come out with, saying you can do this then, you can't do it now. But it's just... To me, it seems a bit absurd. Surely farmers know when they should be doing the different things to run their farms, but apparently not. People know better than farmers. Anyway, farmers must pay up for the NHS, says Rachel Reeves. Who else have we got here? Storm shadows ready for use in Russia after US gives... green light. We'll side with Europe over Trump and trade war, suggests ministers. The Metro. Cold snap and bills go up again. Chilling blow. I'd say it's more than that to some people. And especially, it's been cold at the moment. I mean, I have a smart meter in my flat here. And my electric for the day has just gone over £5 at the moment. Finishes at midnight, obviously, and then it's the next day. But £5. Now, if you were to continue that throughout the year, obviously summer months are meant to be less than £5. The Financial Times, let's get on to that. Chinese tech seeks to poach Silicon Valley's top AI talent. A picture of Keir Starmer along with the president of China, who is at Rio de Janeiro for the G20 talks. Retailers warn Reeves of $7 billion burden to as alarm mounts over budget changes. Yes, well, companies, they either have to put the price of the products up or cut back on staff, because overheads for each company, they are fairly big. There's not many companies making a vast fortune, as far as I know, anyway. If there are, let me know. I'll come and ask for a job. But back to the music. How about Kenny Lynch? You Can Never Stop Me Loving You. That's me indeed.
You can take my picture off your shelf. You can go around all by yourself. You can tell the others that we're through. But darling, I know one thing you can't do. You can never stop me loving you. You can never stop the way that my heart's beating too. You can never stop me loving you. That's one thing you'll never do. You can look away as I pass by. You can try your best to make me cry. You can break my heart and leave me blue. But darling, I know one thing you can do. You can never stop me loving you. You can never stop the way that my heart's beating too. You can never stop me loving you. That's one thing you'll never do. You can never stop me loving you. You can never stop the way that my heart's beating too. You can never stop me loving you. That's one thing you'll never do. Never stop me loving you. That's one thing you'll never do.
Never. Kenny Lynch used to be very popular on Saturday evening telly, 6-5 special and other shows on the telly. Saturday nights, Kenny Lynch. He was an actor as well as a singer. And You Can Never Stop Me Loving You. There he goes. What have we got next? How about Kiki D? Loving and Free. That's what we want.
Like the knots in a string, eager to be where my life can begin. Out of the shadow and into the sun, so many things that I should have done. I will untangle myself
like the rope on a swing, up in the air and then down again. Sure, for the first time, so clear in my mind, wise to the feeling, I gently unwind. Doesn't fade away. Sadness is sweet when you're gone for a while. When I see you, there'll be a lot to say.
Cheeky Dee, loving and free. We've got the Left Bank, Walk Away Rennie. They were the original version of the Four Tops hit. Here they are.
And when I see the sign that points one way, the library used to pass by. Yeah.
Left Bank, the original version of Walk Away Renee, and then the Four Tops recorded. That was from, I think, 1965, and the Four Tops version came out a few years later. Now, who have we got next? Taking us up to looking at tomorrow's weather. Oh my goodness me, do we actually want to look at that? How about Ricky Nelson? She Belongs to Me. Something nice and gentle. Oh, look at the forecast for tomorrow. You don't want to.
She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She's got everything she needs. She's an artist. She don't look back. She can take the dark out of the nighttime. Paint the daytime black. Start outstanding, proud to steal her anything she sees. You can start outstanding, proud to steal her anything she sees. But you wind up peeking through a keyhole upon your knees. Stumbles, got no place to fall. She never stumbles, she got no place to fall. She's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all.
Bob Dylan, Rick Nelson, or Ricky Nelson, She Belongs to Me. I think the title could have been a bit better phrased than that. However, it's time to look at tomorrow's weather. And who should we invite to do a jingle? Henry and Alex. Here they are now.
Hi, I'm Henry.
And I'm Alex.
And you're listening to
Sid Valley Radio.
At 9:30, 2:00. Well, that was Henry and Alex. So let's have a look at tomorrow's weather. Now, overnight temperature tonight, I can't get over this, 11 degrees. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, 11 degrees. Downhill from then on, it drops to 10, to 9, to 8, to 7. Midday, it's 7 degrees. When I get ready to go to work in the afternoon, it is, hang on a second, 6 degrees when I go to work. And then in the evening when I come out from work tomorrow night and come home ready to get the show ready, it's 3 degrees. When will I see you? Oh, sorry, I shouldn't sing. Anyway, 3 degrees tomorrow night when I leave. But the minimum tomorrow night, -1. Well, get your tins of de-icer available. I'm sure you'll need it. The rain is meant to die out in the morning. Then it comes back in the evening. Then it dies out again. And that's when it'll freeze on your windscreen. And you want to get in your car, get all warmed up. And my goodness me. Stop waffling, Gavin. Sunrise tomorrow morning, 7:36. Sunset tomorrow evening, 21 minutes past 4 in the afternoon. So, whatever you're doing and you're going out and about tomorrow, make sure you wrap up warm, take waterproofs with you, because the rain is bound to come. Here is Peter Gabriel. He's climbing up Salisbury Hill. Song from The Seekers. Yes, the last single they recorded before the death of Judith Durham. We're playing out with that. It's called Carry Me. This is the start of it. But just let me remind you, tomorrow morning at 9, we've got Bob through till midnight, a repeat of my Sunday show, Swing Across Midday, Story Cafe with Janet, music from the 60s to today, and then Batteries Include with Stuart Priestley, The Duke and Classic Ska, The Golden Age of Rock and Roll with Rocking Lee, more music from the 60s to today, and then finally, yes, I'm here from 11 o'clock to midnight, reporting on the newspapers, and some great music included as well. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe, stay tuned to Sid Valley Radio. We are playing out with The Seekers. Let me talk no more and see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye for now.